Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Some takeaways from the 2020 elections with Ethan Lane of NCBA in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The cattle industry holding a couple of days is something called stewardship and stockmanship on a virtual basis. One of the sessions involved checking out the election landscape and the aftermath of the November general election that's just happened. Ethan Lane, head of the Washington, D.C. office, offers his thoughts on some of the newer members of Congress that will be headed toward D.C.
A few of these races, just to zero in on, some new faces we're going to be seeing to Congress. On the Senate side, Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming, former congresswoman from the state of Wyoming, a cattle producer, will be returning as a U.S. senator from Wyoming in her first term. Cynthia is a friend of the industry, a friend of NCBA, a friend of mine, and many others here in the D.C. office. We are excited to see her return to Congress, return to the U.S. Senate, and continue to champion our causes in D.C. Roger Marshall, he has been a real champion for the cattle industry in Kansas, was elected to his first term in the U.S. Senate, so we are excited to see him. Tommy Tuberville, a former college football coach, has also won his seat. That was that Doug Jones race. So he will start his term as a freshman Republican senator from Alabama.
Lane mentioned Senator-elect Roger Marshall. He had a chance to run for Senate because of the retirement of Pat Roberts, the outgoing chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
One big change in the Senate, despite the fact that we didn't see any real change in overall leadership, Senator Pat Roberts, a longtime chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, has retired. He will be retiring at the end of this term. His expected replacement is Senator John Bozeman from the state of Arkansas. Again, a champion of agriculture, and we expect to be somebody that we can work really well with, understands our issues, understands the cattle industry's needs.
As for the U.S. House of Representatives,
despite a lot of predictions of the House Democratic Party picking up seats on the in their caucus because of that predicted much larger victory by President-elect Biden, we saw actually quite the opposite. And this is kind of, I think, one of the most interesting stories from this cycle is the discrepancy between the very narrow win in the Electoral College by Vice President Biden versus what is undoubtedly a win for Republicans in the House of Representatives, picking up what we predict today is probably a net 10 seats. There are still some races outstanding. We're still seeing some ballots being counted in some very tight races. We saw one race in Iowa. The Republican declared victory earlier today by a 40-vote margin. Marionette Miller Meeks, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and his team ran a phenomenal campaign across the country this year. One big shakeup on the House side, Chairman Colin Peterson, Democrat from Minnesota, did lose his race for reelection. That will touch off a race for a new head Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives to lead the House Ag Committee. Chairman Peterson was a member, continues to be a member that we work really well with. He has been a solid chairman of that committee, but he did lose soundly in his race. And we will now start the process of determining who that new chairman will be. Two names that have been declared already, Representative David Scott from Georgia and Representative Jim Costa from California, both moderate Democrats, both have a long history of working with NCBA, a long positive history. We have fantastic relationships with both offices. We don't anticipate any kind of disruption in that strong working relationship in a bipartisan way with the House Agriculture Committee because of this shakeup.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.